With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker, FBI Special Agent Ted Dox.
We got him. Shortly before 9 o'clock tonight, the FBI SWAT team executed court-authorized search warrants at a storage unit facility in Hampshire Road in Salem, New Hampshire. This is where we located Claudio Navis Valente, the individual who we believe was responsible for the Brown shooting.
After days of frustration, law enforcement officers finally got their man. Valente was also believed to be responsible for the murder of a professor at MIT. He's also believed to have committed suicide earlier in the day. U.S. officials proposing new restrictions designed to block access to sex change surgery for youngsters. The proposals include cutting off Medicaid and Medicare funding from hospitals that provide the life-changing operation on kids. President Trump believes a solution to the nation's health care problems could be solved if Democrats would come to the table for honest discussions.
And the Democrats having a hard time. They give a lot of money to the Democrats, very little money to Republicans, by the way, a lot of money to Democrats. And they're going to have to decide, do they want to do the right thing or do they want to be beholden to the, you know, insurance companies?
The extent of damage in Washington state, massive, but officials admit it'll take a great deal of time to put an actual dollar amount on it.
The impact on our infrastructure, for example, is profound. You know, there's just really no way to sugarcoat that. And frankly, we don't really even know the full scale of the impact when it comes to our infrastructure and what we're facing until we see those waters finally recede and get a chance to really evaluate what the situation is.
That is Governor Bob Ferguson. Meanwhile, forecasters say, believe it or not, more rain is still on the way, probably throughout the weekend. This is SRN News. G.K. Chesterton was right.
He said, when men stop believing in God, they don't believe in nothing. They believe in anything. And a new poll from Baylor University seems to support that contention. With Christianity in decline in the U.S., belief in magic amongst the general public has spiked to 25%. A little over half of Americans believe in ghosts, and about half think it's possible to communicate with the dead. And a third think that inanimate objects have spirits. Michael Harrington reporting.
Police in California investigating an attack on Hanukkah decorations outside a home in Redlands. Security camera footage shows someone in a car drive up to the house, shoot at the decorations with what appears to be a pellet gun, and then shout out anti-Semitic slurs. Anti-Defamation League of California calls the vandalism another despicable act of violence impacting the entire Jewish community in Southern California. This is SRN News. Veteran war correspondent has passed away.
Award-winning correspondent Peter Arnett spent decades dodging bullets and bombs, bringing the world eyewitness accounts of war from the rice paddies of Vietnam to the deserts of Iraq. His son Andrew says his father died Wednesday in Newport Beach, California, surrounded by family and friends. Battling prostate cancer, he entered hospice care on Saturday. Peter Arnett was 91. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Justice Department suing three states and the District of Columbia for not turning over requested voter information to the Trump administration. Latest suits were filed against Wisconsin, Illinois, Georgia, and D.C., and it comes 1 week after the Wisconsin Elections Commission voted against the department's request for that data. More details, srnnews.com.